Good morning, friends. This is Candace. I'm coming to you from Autism One Radio. Today, my guest is Mr. Tim Bowen. Tim has been in this health freedom fight for decades. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
I call Tim the General. He is a master strategist. Good morning, Tim. So we want to talk about what's going on in the health freedom movement. How are you doing?
Let me introduce myself to your listeners. I'm in my career. I'm in my 70s now, but in my career, I was a crisis management consultant in healthcare. And years and years ago, I operated for clients primarily in the medical field, having a problem with public agency. I'm very, very good at it. I understand completely how government agencies work. And because of that, I know how to trip them up. So having said that, I quietly help people get through the problems that government agencies create for healthcare entities, to be hospitals or doctors or companies that did stuff. I provided all the expertise to get through that problem. And get to the other side, the right attorneys, the right experts, whatever it was. Because I did that, I remember my first cases that I started handling alternative medicine practitioners and companies. And that was a real eye-opener because I didn't know what alternative medicine is. To me, crisis management is crisis management. You do things in a certain way, you solve the problem. When I got the alternative practitioners, I realized that these were people who were interested in innovation in healthcare, and I found that they came up against big pharma because usually these healthcare entities were non-drug, and that is almost sacrilegious in the country because the big pharma pretty much through their money and lobbying control of television controls the entire healthcare situation in this country. Which, by the way, I'm talking to the Trump administration. It is time to make big pharma little pharma so we can have real health care. But when all this started, Candace, I started just handling it in the normal crisis management function, and there's a formula to what I did. I don't ever remember losing. I had one case where I got in too late, and I couldn't really do anything about it at the time. But other than that, I just put a strategy together and play the strategy and how we're going to win. I soon came up against organized opposition on the other side who was attacking our people. And the current, what would you call them? In the current anti-vaccine world, we see anti-vaxxers under attack by an organized team. That group that you see calling themselves the skeptics, they come after a group that used to be called the Quackbusters, which anyone in the country in the old health freedom movement knows that I went after the Quackbusters and busted them up and sued them into non-existence. Now the skeptics succeeded them, and I'm pretty well uncovered who this bag of scum is, but they're paid to come after us. So I specialize in that. Now, having said all that, what happened is that I developed a news center because of that. Out of all my experiences and cases and everything that went on, many of which are confidential, and a good many still are have confidentiality agreements. No one knows I was ever there. We just solved the problem and moved on. So here that brings us to the fact that I developed an early newsletter called Millions of Health Freedom Fighters Newsletter, and then it became the Bowen Report, BowenReport.com, B-O-L-E-N, Report.com. And I have 21 writers now. We lost Alyssa Meininger the other day at the heart, and we're going to recover from that. But we have a strategy that we put together in terms of, at the Bowen Report, all of our writers. We're putting together what healthcare is on planet Earth. As you know, our writers in Europe and in Australia, et cetera, the English-speaking world. We are all over the world, and we're able to coordinate what's happening in healthcare, and we're able now, of course, to coordinate. We realize that the problems with health people and most of us over here are of the opinion that this Agenda 21 dominates the entire structure of healthcare. I personally believe that the entire childhood vaccine program was designed and is being used to damage our children intentionally. I talked to the major players about that, and I'm getting their heads nodded, but it's a concept that this country would just don't even want to think about, but it is time to think about. Having said all that, that's what I'm up to. I am a national strategist. I play to win, and I'm, what does the opposition say? I'm not so good. That's what. Good morning.
Thank you, Tim. Good morning. And I heard you say yesterday, we had a little chat, and you said that our American children are under attack. American children are under attack. Now, being the parent of a vaccine-injured child and seeing what happened with my very own eyes after all these massive rounds of vaccines, when I knew at heart that it wasn't right, and I did it anyway because you're feared, you're coerced by somebody you trust. Somebody that knows more than you do or you think. Now, the point that I was getting to is who would harm a child? Who would harm a child, Tim? Is this just all for money or is this an agenda that fits in with Agenda 21 that's now Agenda 2030 where the elite families are looking to depopulate the world? Who else would harm a child?
Yes. The way we look at it is this. Our people are looking at all the aspects of what the fake climate change, hoax, everybody knows that. Both sides know it. It's all part of this. The UN Agenda 21 program is very, very real. Alyssa, before she died, had assembled a four-part series, which I have, where we'll do about how all of this worked, and how we came to this point, and I have it all, and we're gonna talk about it. And this is what's important here is to understand that all these things are related. What we have here is, as our president, President Trump, talks about, we're not going to be hopeless. We're not going to be taken and managed by the United Nations. That's simply not going to happen. Well, if you look at it and look at what's happened, it's all written there right in front of us. It's right in front of us to say that there are these groups of self-styled elites who really believe that they should be running the world and that we, the unwashed, or what is it, Hillary calls us, the deplorables, they believe that they are superior in some way and all the rest of us should fall in line here and be doing what we're told. Well, when you look at it, as I point out, now it's beginning to, I'm the first one to point out that this Democratic Party, which is the Republican Party over vaccines, it's very, very true because the Democrats are for big government and they're for massive vaccines. There's no question that the vaccines are damaging our society. It's everywhere we see. You can't go anywhere without seeing vaccine damaged people. What I find is despicable is this. Did you see the recent Time magazine cover with that girl from Norway, 16 years old, is shown? This is the poster girl for liberalism. And let's look at what we have there. That girl is vaccine damaged. There's no question. They admit openly that she's autistic. And her mother is a Luciferian?
Yeah. Now, she was at the CERN.
Luciferian. 16-year-old girl is poster child for liberalism? I don't think that's not my... I don't want any 16-year-old girls or children in my family to think that's the thing you need to be. But that's the basic difference right now between what we call liberals and conservatives. And as we've had this conversation, I'm going to bring it up right here, right now. What's happening in the world of the liberals isn't done by liberals. I consider it to be our fault, the conservatives, our fault that we let this happen. We're the adults in this conversation. We should have shut this down a long time ago. And now we need to do it. And Trump has brought it to our attention that, you know what, we really, as a society, can't put up with any crap anymore. And you know what, Candace, if you look around now at where our people are waking up, and we're going forward to take it all the everything back away from them. California is the big bastion for what they really want have happened across the country. And if you look at what's happening in California, the liberals want that across the nation. So are we going to allow that to happen? No. We're taking through our president, why they hate us, because we're taking all their toys. I'm very connected into the climate change world. I'm against that. Climate change is fake. But I because of other interests in one, I followed what they're doing. But they really, who do you people think you are? But here in California, where we are, it's worse than anywhere. When I tell people across the country what you're hearing about California, you're not hearing the half of it. This really is Communist 101 here. And it's not. We have reacted soon enough. They have to attack our president because they're attacking us because we've taken all their toys away, and we're going to continue to take the toys away. But what I explained to people and attorneys that are involved in stuff is this. The entire so-called environmental movement has been funded by the United States government. This isn't the people that are doing it. There's a funding mechanism that comes out of Obama, et cetera, et cetera. They funded it all with U.S. money to take our rights away from us. And they're doing the same thing with vaccines. Vaccines are designed to damage our children so that we can't fight back. We're going to have the generations, you know, of problems here. I'm coming along and saying, I am not forgiving. When we get done with all of this, Candace, I'm going to be the one calling for jail sentences, camps if necessary, for all the pro-vaccine people. They need to be re-educated. I'm not joking a bit. This thing about damaging our children, openly like this is my thought, and it's going to quit. These people need to be simple. Many of them need to be executed.
I agree.
Trial and execute. And we're there. This pro-vaccine thing is not funny. It's just, I just can't imagine that, you know, how they've been able to get away with this. The media, awful. I mean, our liberal media, when I look at these people, I go, who holds you up as the leadership here? This is appalling what's happening. I I've done this time and time again. I'm about to do it again. I'm calling, I want Donald Trump to issue an executive order. And I'll write the thing for him if necessary with a couple of attorneys. I want Donald Trump to cancel direct-to-consumer advertising, where there are only two countries in the world that allow Big Pharma to advertise directly to the public, the United States and New Zealand. New Zealand rules are very conservative compared to what we do here. The right to advertise is controlled by a committee at the FDA, and the people on that committee are all Big Pharma executives who go over there. I want the president to cancel direct-to-consumer advertising. 70% of the liberal media's income comes from Big Pharma. Consequently, Big Pharma controls our nightly news. And I point out to everyone, if you think that Big Pharma isn't telling the liberal news media to get rid of Trump, wake up, people. They are. It's Big Pharma that's the enemy of America. And we need to recognize it and take them down completely. So are we getting anywhere? Oh, yes, we are, because I do have the ear. When you talk about a newsletter like mine, this is the number of people that's on it. It's who, you know, and who reads it. That's our whole point. So we're talking here and putting out the information with our writers and leading the way about where the real argument and all stands. And I would say this. What's happened with the Democratic Party is this. They failed. But they're, if you look at the presidential candidates and what they're supporting to want for this country, they found out very quickly that if they were put that up for a vote, they would lose. They would lose everywhere in this country. There are very few people who want to get rid of our airplanes and our roads and our cars because the world's going to end in 12 years like that twit from New York is talking about. Nobody wants that. And it's not practical. Yet, every candidate out there wants, the Democratic candidate wants to open the borders and let all those people in. That would ruin our country. That's the idea, the destruction of Western civilization. you think about all those regulations were designed to destroy our industries. They were working from within. This is a no question in my mind, this is a communist plot to destroy America. And I'll tell you what, where is Joe McCarthy when we need him? I remember the McCarthy hearings, I'm that old. I was a Kennedy Democrat. I want definite action. I was there with Kennedy when all of this happened. The young man, we need definite action right now. We need America. And I've got to say, Candace, that Americans don't vaccinate their children with 74 vaccines. Monsters do that. Got that?
Yeah, Tim, and I remember I learned from you that our vaccines were made in China. How better to take down America than to have, you know, pharma paying China to put all these toxins in our vaccines that are going to be injected into the future generation?
You know, people argue with me about made in China, whether vaccines are made in China or not, but I have my own source for all of this. If you look, you know, you really can't get your information from the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. In order to find out what's really happening, you've got to look deeper, and there are ways to do that that you can. But are vaccines made in China? Well, people say, oh, they're not. They're made here, they're made there. Well, with this point of manufacture, if there are certain things that the ingredients are made here, this is made here, this is made here. But let's go back a second. Years ago, I did a court case. I'm in my crisis management thing. And we showed at that time that 85% of all of the prescription drugs that are sold in America are made in China, and they're made in some crap factory. As soon as you run straight down the middle of the floor, I swear to God. So there's no end. What happened is what Hillary did for the vaccine manufacturers in China is to get pre-approval from the World Health Organization to make them without having to go through American inspection. So everything that comes to from China, as far as we know right now, it has no inspections whatsoever. We have no idea what's in our pills that our people are taking in this country because they do not have to be inspected. They talk wholly like everything's so wonderful. The world of drugs, they're made in China. Most drugs are made in China, and there's no inspection before you put that in your mouth. It could be anything, China, where we know. I don't understand this. We won't put dog food made in China into our dog food bowl, but yet we'll put vaccines and drugs directly into our bodies with made in China? Let's talk about that. You know, the drug industry right now, I have my sources here, are heavily invested in China in terms of money. And I'm told that two-thirds of the world big pharma investment, all of it, is in China now. And they're going in and partnering up with segments of making their own Chinese companies over there. What's really interesting is that what segment of China is it? Well, everything in China, it's not a country like ours. They're totally tied to their own government. But what happens is this. The so-called companies that we're making over there are part of the Chinese government. But what part of the Chinese government, the pharmaceutical industry, is partnering with? The Chinese military.
Oh, perfect.
So each of the pharmaceutical companies are partnering up with an army or a bombing division or whatever it is. And that's, what that's doing is self-funding these individual military segments of China. I mean, China is not what people think. It's totally different. It's a really a collaboration of things. And we, as a nation right now, are putting the brakes on China. It's none too soon. But the real war here is that the pharmaceutical industry is so heavily invested in the Chinese situation for world domination that we're not getting the best out of that. We need to do a whole lot more for China. In fact, if we were to crush the Chinese drug industry and in doing so crush Big Pharma, so what? Let's do it. Because we can't, as a nation, we need a health care program in this country. And don't tell me that vaccines are a preventive tool. They're not anything of the sort. When you look at the public health divisions here in the state of California, everyone, and the counties and everything else, you got to ask yourself, and it's a high dose information, if you find it, I'm thinking 55% of all of the money that comes into the health department in a state every day comes from promoting vaccines. What? It's true. They get more money for higher percentages of promoting vaccines. Now, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that these people like Charity Dean in California will get more money if she promotes more vaccines? Oh, yeah, well, there's the place you want to have time, whether a medical exemption is right or not. Because Charity Dean, if you've seen her, you know, this is a woman who wants a purse. What are you people? They want a few bucks more, and they want a newer car, and, you know, because they're a public employee, oh, well, and all of us suffer because of this. Our whole system here has gotten to this point, and it's time to change it all. That's why they're after us. When they say they're after out to impeach Trump, they're not impeaching Trump. They're impeaching, trying to impeach you and me. And the difference here is this. Donald Trump is nice. I'm not. I want their blood. Literally. I want them prosecuted. I want all those people up there, Richard Pan and all of them, prosecuted. It's done. I think the trials will be just done. This is damaging our children, period. We have to draw the line. I mean, Bobby Kennedy, look at that. Oh, look at what he's doing. I just, you know, it's a mess. You know what? It's happening. We had a minor victory in New Jersey over the last couple of days, slowing us down until January. Let's see what happens then. Because the Democrats are trying to promote this mandatory vaccine in the states where they control. Where's that? California. They tried it in Oregon. What happened there? They had to make a deal. And who saved the day there? The Republicans. I wrote about that. You saw it. The Republicans saved it. They said, no, you're not going to do this. We're not backing down on it. We got it. We stopped it in Oregon. Are we going to be able to stop it in New Jersey? Well, New Jersey is heavily Democrat. New Jersey is where bunches of the pharmaceutical industry are. There's a war going on there. The anti-vax movement, we're not backing down at all. In fact, all they're doing is making us madder and angrier. And we're taking off the gloves. It's not time to be nice. I don't have a vaccine injured child. I'm too old for that. I'm here. But I've been in this book for a very long time, and I'm telling people, you do not get things done by just being nice. We've got to go to the next step, and the next step, and the next step. We don't do anything lawless or anything like that, but the idea that we would give a pro-vaxxer respect? No. How about stick? That's where we really need to be. Who are these people that even think like this? We know the children are being damaged, Candace. We can see it everywhere. For somebody like me, they're lucky I don't.
Listen, Tim. From the moment the pediatric office is opens in the morning to the time it closes at 5 o'clock, children in every town across our nation are being harmed by these insidious vaccines,
yes.
These toxic poison.
Yep.
And I had a PhD scientist confirm that the male and female aborted fetal tissue in vaccines is causing gender confusion. It's plausible.
Yep.
In the development of the soft tissue, the toxins mimic essential minerals for life.
Yep.
Giving my daughter scoliosis is absolutely plausible.
Yep.
The microcephaly in Brazil that happened with that DTP vaccine and the insect protein. Babies born with little heads, that's a manifestation of a genetic mutation from an insect. That's completely plausible. This is insidious, Tim. Now, you tell us how the United Nations...
It's all about world domination and population control. As the UN people talk about, we have to control the United States. The United States is going to be the people of the U.S. who try to think for themselves. And we are the ones that are going to stop this one world government. But population is us. Because we have to learn, we the people of the United States are moral. That when they talk about the Judeo-Christian concept and all the liberals scream, that's
black supremacy.
I love and listen to them. It's like, you know, these are teenagers, need to be slapped. All this is crap. When they talk about all this, Western civilization built planet Earth, what it is today. We're the ones that are involved in innovation. We should not call what we do capitalism. We should really call it innovation. We do not get innovation in a socialist society whatsoever. We would be living, in poverty if we went to socialism. But yet these crazies want that, because what happens is you end up with an elite system. And we don't need an elite system. I mean, these people self-titled elite. That's happened time after time after time, and someone defines themselves as being the wonderful one. And look at Hillary Clinton. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if she had actually been president? She'd already have nominated herself as Empress of the Earth by now. And you could imagine what would have happened to the country if she had become president. So,
but let me.
We're at war right now, and I love it. Let's go to war. Hey, because now when I see what's happening on our own news, I don't care about the liberals. They just babble. It's funny to watch them. The tide is turning. Look, we're going to turn the tide, no matter what the fake surveys and the fake polls and the, you know, what they did. We're going to, all this. It's all coming together against them. We need to continue and push. The thing is, we cannot stop. We cannot say, okay, well, we won. Never mind. No, it is fine. We got to keep going and take it all away from them. Take everything that the liberals have put together over all this stuff since the beginning of the Clinton administration and stop it. We've got stuff about what's happened here, finding out the information of how we got here. For instance, here's a shocker for you that's easily not related. Do you know that it was several years ago that the Democrat got legislation passed under Clinton that our formal immigration program has been changed to not bring in white people, only others? Nobody paid attention to this. The white people are banned from immigrating to this country. That there's only people of color that are to be allowed in, according to the Democrats from years ago, the whole immigration process. Did you know that?
I did not know.
No, it's actually true. They do not, because, they decided that at a certain point they were going to make America not white. And, okay, well, hold on a minute. Why? Well, because the whites are white supremacists. What? When you look at the world and what's happened to the world, this is hard for people to accept, but it's the white population, because of circumstance, that have gone towards innovation. Yes, other cultures out there have done the same, but for what's called Western civilization, you're correct, it's primarily a white thing. Yes, it is. And I tell you what, does that mean that we should be punished for it? Because we have highway cars and airplanes, we should be punished for that? What are you people nuts? We're reacting now. Oh, white. But we're not a racist group here. We never have been. But hey, what? At this point, we're not going to be put in camps either. This is craziness, what's going on in this world. We need to have a world relationship here, but we're simply not going to have Western civilization snuffed up. And that's what the liberals are doing. That's why our back children are being vaccinated, so they can't think.
Now tell me, Tim, there's a structure here. Okay, you have the UN, and they run the World Health Organization.
Yes.
And then the CDC answers to the World Health Organization,
yeah.
And in turn, our county health departments answer to the CDC.
But our people, Trump, and our people, are. When I talk about Trump, I'm saying Trump and the we. I don't mean the royalty. I mean Trump. If you pay close attention, One America News did a very good segment on this. I like One America News. They did a good segment of how this is all coming together. This week, we're looking at the problems on a broad base. For instance, our problems with China. We created back way back when under the Clinton administration, the World Trade Organization, and the World Trade Organization has these judges who were ruling against us. Oh, you can't, or China, whatever. It's all going on for a number of years. But we looked at that and said, wait a minute, we're the ones putting up the money. Why would we want to put up the money for our own demise? Let's start talking in terms of unfunding all these UN. That's what Trump is doing. Trump, that's us, because this is Trump. It's us. It's our advisors all surrounding Trump. We're going, this is what's wrong with all of these things. Let's do it. When you talk about the World Trade Organization, what's happened? How did we get this? We had the ability to appoint the judges. There were seven. If you saw that, you sent that to me. And that's very interesting, that article on Axios, how it all happened. There's no longer a World Trade Organization judges that can make decisions. Why? Because we're the ones funding them. And the last time I looked, I'm not stupid. I'm not going to fund my own demise. The hell with that. It's Catholic. And so, you know, I just don't need that. So how are we doing it? The same thing we're doing everywhere. World Trade Organization, getting rid of NAFTA, getting rid of all these things that were designed, frankly, to destroy the economy of the United States. And just doing that at the end of Western civilization, that's what people up to. Who's behind it? Read the Bolin Report in the future. You'll find out. We know.
That's it. TheBolinReport.com.
Yep. So there
and
we are.
We have...
You know, I'm an activist who doesn't back down. And I don't encourage anybody else to back down. But like I tell people, if you see me retreating, there's a reason. That's because I want to suck the enemy onto that battlefield that I've just laid mines. And when I get them in there, I'm going to push the button. That's a huge discipline. And we intend to win. And are we winning? Oh, my God, are we winning. But the anti-vax movement, the anti-vax movement needs to make a decision. First of all, we need to get rid of the Democratic Party as it is right now. I've got significant friends in what used to be the Democratic Party. Bobby Kennedy Jr., of course, Jim Turner, my attorney buddy, he came out of that mold. I came out of the Democratic Party years ago, the real one, the one that actually cared about America. This group cares about what? Who the hell are these people out there on those stages of presidential, whatever they are? It's like, huh, you're really in favor of open borders? What they know, that's why they're playing this game. The Democrats have nothing to offer America. That's why they're going with impeachment, because they're not getting contributions to run ads or anything else for the 2020 election. They don't have anybody to go up against Trump. This is all they have, is to attack Trump. They can't put up arguments of any kind, of any offer to any, because they're offering, well, we're going to eliminate, we're going to do all these. That's what Obama was doing. All those regulations, that's what it was about. I had an inside review because of other interests I have that had to do with the use of the land. And I'll tell you what, I watched all that. All these environmental groups are funded by the United States government. How did they do it? The simple way is this. As I pointed out, an attorney group out of the central U.S., where the ranchers are being run off of the land, they were bringing in an environmental group who would sue the federal agency. The environmental group would then go through about 15 to 17 months of so-and-so, and then Obama directed the agency to negotiate a settlement, changing the policy, and they gave the environmental group their attorney's fees. And we're talking several million dollars here. They'd run up the bill. So Obama, by telling the agency to settle and give them what they want, would be funding the actual environmental group. And they'd go and open up 10 more offices, do it again and again and again. All during the Obama administration, they were doing this leapfrog funding thing of fake, what I call fake environmentalists. Nobody knows this. I do, but because I had a different look at it. Now you find the same names over and over again, you know, creating the stupidity of some environmental issue that wouldn't allow the ranchers to run cows on federal land. All of that, it's all come to an end. As I pointed out this years ago, Candace, when Obama was president, we had 8 years of drought in California, and Obama and his administration created it. How did they do it? For 8 years, I was up in the desert. And for 8 years, I'd be there, and I'd walk out in the morning, and I'd see the chemtrails start. And they'd crisscross and crisscross, and within an hour, the sky had an awful-looking color. They did it for 8 solid years. And why did they do it? Because, as the geoengineering people I'm in contact with tell us, they were doing it to create high pressure areas so it would not rain. 40% of the produce for the America was grown in California at one time. But the Democrats intentionally, in my view, intentionally, and I could make a very good case for this, wanted to destroy that. They wanted to destroy that. Why? Because they want to destroy.
Weaponized food.
Yes.
And I also, I saw on an executive order that Trump wrote that he was going to redirect the water back to the Central Valley where they grow our food. They had been...
I'm in contact with those people there. They had talked to the president prior. They said, this is what they're doing. The water, if you go up to the Visalia area, the liberal Democrats scum had redirected. Those are communities. They would not let the communities of people have water. They redirected all the water coming down on the snowpack on the Sierras beyond those tiles. They wouldn't let the farmers have it. They wouldn't let the people there. They were trying to destroy these rural communities and make people move into the stack and pack in San Francisco. I'm not kidding. They were.
I know. And it wasn't even on the news. It wasn't even on the news that Trump was redirecting our water back to the Central Valley that they had been letting run into the Pacific Ocean.
They were that stupid fish. I forget what the hell, that stupid fish. They created a fake environmental report. Blah, blah, blah. This and this and this. They bypassed the water and ran it into the ocean. And that they weren't saving anything. Because the Ninth Circuit was so liberal, I make a joke that in order to be in the Ninth Circuit, they had to agree to have a sex change operation every 2 months. But I swear to God, that's the Ninth Circuit was so weird that now Trump, of course, has got more than a third, almost half, and pretty soon all the federal judges are going to be conservatives. That's why they hate us, because we're actually taking action. We're taking action to turn America back to where it needs to be, America first. And the Democrats are going crazy because they're hooked. You won't find an elected Democrat out there that is opposed. I mean, how is it that if a Democrat gets elected for 4 years into a federal position, and 4 years later they're worth $100 million? How'd that happen? Why are we looking at that? And this like this impeachment thing. Are you telling us that the president was wrong to take a look at the corruption in the Democratic Party? Oh, we're going to impeach him for that? Oh, because they're running against him? But now we're hearing that Hillary's going to run just to protect herself from being investigated. Oh, okay. Let's get all that out here. They're not winning. They don't know what to do. They're not winning. We're going to pick up all the marbles here. And as I'm saying to everybody, we can't just stop. We've got to prosecute people. We need, if necessary, we need re-education camps like North Korea and China do so well. We're really in trouble in this country. We've let this go on too long. And we need to be very strong reactive. There we are. So I'm Tim Boland. I'm 76 years old. I feel like I'm 35. I'm ready to go to war.
Awesome, Tim. I'm so grateful that you're on our side.
A lot of people say that, and I'm glad you're on our side. I keep encouraging people. Have you looked around the anti-vaccine world and seen what's happened? I mean, my enthusiasm is not just mine. The anti-vax movement is on fire. I love it. We're going to change the damn world.
Want to clarify, we were not always anti-vaccine. In fact, we vaccinated our children, and we saw them fall.
I know, exactly.
We've delved into the rabbit hole and found out about all these toxins, about this new world order, about this Agenda 2030, and their plan for America.
I have to say this while I say the anti-vaxxer. You need to expand your thinking in terms of it's not the vaccines that are the problem. It's the people who have them in their head. That's the problem. You look at these health department people, the health department people in California, like the Charity Bean that we're so familiar with, talking, in my view, literal scum. What? Oh, my God, who are you people? Well, did you come to the
this into consideration. But where I am on this is that I need the anti-vax movement to realize that there's more problems in healthcare than the vaccine issue. One of my writers, Karma, out of Germany, has got a great article putting together about cancer. I was active in the cancer world. I mean, cancer is a joke. It used to be in this country. It's here now, but it's a huge market. It's a huge moneymaker for pharma besides vaccine. And I'll tell you what, it's terrible. Cancer should be able to be cured, but it's all blood. Everything's controlled. And it's right back to big pharma all over again. We need to eliminate big pharma as a power.
They are the head of the snake. And I heard Trump say in an HHS talk, it was about Medi-Cal or Medicare. And I heard him say that he wouldn't be surprised if pharma was the head of the snake. He wouldn't be surprised if pharma was behind everything.
That's my words to Trump's administration are exactly that. They are. This is the head right here. And I point out to people that Trump has a different attitude. One of the most sickening things in my career that I came up against was when Merck and Vioxx and all those people died. Remember that?
Yeah.
All those people died, and they got away with it. They knew they were killing people. Yes, they did. They continued. I wanted to know at the time why there wasn't a Delta Force raid on Merck's offices and all the executives dragged down the parking lot and them. Because they killed all these people, they knew it. There's a conspiracy to do it. Hello? If that happened right now, they would be dragged out into the parking lot under Trump. But they're scared. They should be scared. When the opiate people had gone out and marketed all the stuff, created the problems that they had, that's for the first time in history, the Department of Justice came in to the opiate billionaires' homes and took the guy in the silk pajamas at 5:30 in the morning out into his driveway and handcuffed him on his knees. That is the first time that's ever happened in the pharmaceutical industry, and I want that to happen to all of them. It's time for the silk pajama boys to be out on their knees in their own driveway, big pharma people.
Yeah, they get fined millions, billions of dollars, and they say it's the cost of doing business after all this loss of life.
Exactly.
It's the cost of doing business. They totally rule the world. They have more money than anybody.
They don't rule the world right now. That's what's got them. Ever since the election in 2016, they don't rule the world. They're trying to take it back by hook or by crook. And our answer to that is our answer is keep coming. Come on, keep coming. Step into the mind. Come on. It's different. With Trump, and all of us have energized the United States. We've energized the world. Do you think that Brexit would have happened without us doing this? There's a whole movement here. We're going to have a real planet Earth. All of the crap, this is going to end.
People are waking up.
We're going to see stuff. I mean, keep this phrase in mind, Club of Rome. You'll see that one come up a whole lot more in the future. I mean, I am connecting them to what's going to happen and what you're going to see in the future in terms of news. I know. Not just me. I am connected. We have had enough. I say this now, if you want to find out what's really going on, you can't go anywhere near the liberal media. All it is amusement. It's like, that's instant diarrhea over there. And it's all a stage show. You want to find out what's really going on? I mean, Fox has good stuff, but it gets repetitive with Hannity and Chuck Tucker. I like those guys. There's no question. All of them are good. But you want to see what's really going on the cutting edge? Take a look at One America News. You got to go there. You get it online. I mean, it is on DirecTV. The dish isn't carrying it. I wish it would. But One America News is starting to do these pieces. Oh, my. They're in-depth investigations of what's really happening. I mean, we're ignoring all the media and establishing our own media system. That's why they're so afraid.
The alternative media, the health freedom.
I would really, really like to get Trump to issue that executive order canceling BTCA. Can you imagine if the liberal media lost 70% of its income on an executive order?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my. I can see the look on their faces when they found out that, oh, gosh, we got to take the pink Bentley convertible back to the leasing agent. Let's look at this realistically. I mean, who are these people that, you know, that put themselves out there as the, you know, the follow me, we're the people. I mean, come on. Rachel Maddow is supposed to be somebody for a little girl to emulate. What? Think about it. I mean, whoa, come on. So that is what they're doing, though. And it's time. I can imagine. See, they'd have to replace all those Arma ads with $99 carpet cleaning your whole house ads. We'd end up with no pharma would be out of control because they couldn't control the media, and everybody'd have clean carpets in the country. That'd be the best thing. Think about it. So, you know, I really think we need radical action right now. A few years ago, I said that'll never happen. It certainly would never happen under Hillary. But it certainly never happened under, it wouldn't have happened under Bush. It wouldn't have happened, you know, under Obama at all. Obama was like a freak. I mean, man was not smart. You know, I loved it when he said, oh, is he going to bring up? You know, look at that. That guy, look at that. The Democrats' idea of creating new jobs is to create an agency to harass people. That's what's happening in California. So many public agencies here making so much money. That's the Trump problem. The money's all going towards public employees. They're buying votes. My God, I was driving on the freeway yesterday. I was making a joke to Jen. He got to go over an overpass along one of these long freeway interchanges. As I'm going over it, I said to Jen, this was built by a low bidder from the Democratic Party who had to, you know, kick in big-time money for the election of the governor. They've got all the corners here as we're going over. Does this feel wobbly to you? It is wobbly. The whole state is like that, all corrupted. Corrupt, corrupt, corrupt. It's like, okay. It's like they're buying, they're having to buy votes. I mean, craziness in California. Whoa, we're going to give all the illegals the right to vote? Yeah, they did. Yes, yep. You got to, you know, when 139% of the voting population in Los Angeles County voted in the last election, they got to go, yeah, that's interesting. The numbers, that even in a very contested election nationwide, has never got more than 65% of the registered voters interested in anything. So how did Los Angeles County get 139% of its registered voters to vote? What?
Well, you know what they did, Tim.
Oh, and where do those voters come from? They are,
you know what they're
the
doing now?
They are now.
You know what they're doing now?
See? I mean, that's the reality of California. That happened all across the state in this last election where they took supposedly the Republican areas away from. You're looking at 115 to 117%, I think, statewide. It didn't happen. It's all voter fraud here. The Democratic Party is fraud. Hear you.
And they took away, see, we got that card mail. You know, you got to confirm that your name is correct and your address is correct so you can vote.
They probably did that.
And they took away our Republican status. And so we had to go in on their website and re-register.
Right.
So we would get a Republican, you know, option,
exactly.
Vote Republican option. That's what they're doing now. You got to go through this extra step, even if you are Republican. Do you think anybody that's wishy-washy or isn't in the know is going to do all that work?
No,
take the time
but
to do
that? To learn registered conservatives think it's difficult to be even on the rolls. And down here I am in Orange County, California, the Republican Citadel, which is the longer we elected a Democrat. I think we had about 128% here for the voter vote. It was full of fraud. I sat there, but I had 5 or 6 days of voting now. I was waiting for my wife to vote. I was sitting outside, and a couple guys came in. They looked like union people. And they sat down at the table that I was at, filling out a voter registration. so they could vote here. And I couldn't help but listen to what they were saying. They were trying to remember what address to use. What? Got it? They were being shipped in. I mean, just shipping in voters. That's how they turned the Republican Party here. That's one of the ways. I mean, we saw the stories here about packages of absentee ballots being shipped to apartment buildings. And if you looked at the numbers of the things, it had to be that 150 people lived in each of letter of apartment, because then someone came and picked them all up, they went somewhere, and they were mailed back in. Somebody did. How'd that happen? Well, you just don't know. There's so, in the whole election system in California, in my view, is completely. And the Democrats think that they're right. But we have to protect ourselves from people like Trump by voting 100%. It's like, come on. Really? Really? So California is worse. I tell people it's way worse than here. It's way worse. So, you know, X human on the streets in San Francisco? Yeah. I mean, if you look at all these things, you see these reports. They're spending, you know, they got $1 billion to spend, which is $100,000 for each homeless person. Nothing's happening. Why? Because all the money's going out to their friendly contracts to handle the homeless problem. The money that comes in supposedly for the homeless is going out to the Democratic Party, you know, people. And then nothing happens. Nothing happens, and nothing happens about the homeless. It's all just being set up as, you know, as a party mission. They don't do anything for America. Unless we're there. We're going to do something about them. That's enough for today. Let's do it again.
All right, Tim. Thank you so much. Thanks to all our listeners. You all have an awesome day, and remember to like, share, and subscribe. Thank you very much, Tim. There you go.
See you later.
Bye-bye.